violence erupted between border guards and migrants stuck between Belarus and Poland. Border guards on the Polish side used tear gas and water cannons against migrants who threw rocks and sticks back at the border guards. The migrants came from many parts of the world hoping to cross into Poland, which is part of the European Union, but Poland won't let them in. CNN's Matthew Chance was there. He's reporting from the Belarusian side of the border. Matthew, first off, can you tell us some more about the conflict that erupted yesterday at the border? It sounds like it was almost a riot as migrants tried to force their way across the border. What happened there?
Yeah, it was definitely a riot. I mean, you've got a situation where you've got a couple of thousand frustrated refugees that sitting in very poor conditions in the forest, right on the border, pressed up against the barbed wire fence of the frontier that's been put down by the Polish forces to prevent people from walking in. And they were hoping that they were going to be let in. They were told, I think, by the Belarusian authorities that they were going to have easy access through to a better life in the European Union. The majority of the people we spoke to from Iraqi Kurdistan, they want to go to Germany for economic opportunities there. But, you know, there's been a slow realization over the course of 8 or 9 days that that is not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen easily. And so, you know, what I observed, because I wasn't there the minute it started, I was there, maybe 30, 40 minutes afterwards, was that this was an eruption of frustration. That's what the refugees are telling us. They're angry that the Poles are not letting them in. And so they surged towards the barricades. They threw stones at the Polish border guards. The Poles responded by opening fire with water cannons. There were stun grenades thrown as well. And it was just a really, really chaotic scene. I got blasted myself, a number of my colleagues as well in our team, got blasted with a water cannon, with like a pepper ingredient in it. It's all, everyone's eyes were stinging, coughing. So it was scenes of utter chaos. But I mean, it showed clearly that the Poles were not going to step down on this issue. They are not opening that border anytime soon.
And you mentioned how they had assurances, the migrants at least felt they had assurances from Belarus, but Belarusian authorities didn't take any action to stop the violence. Why not?
No, they didn't do anything to stop the violence. They, I wouldn't go so far as to say they encouraged it, but who knows what whispers in people's ears have been made. But I certainly haven't seen any evidence of that. But the allegation and the suggestion by the Poles, by the United States, by the European Union, is this whole crisis has been orchestrated by the Belarusian regime as a way of, putting pressure on the European Union, sending a message, an act of revenge, if you like, for the sanctions that have been placed on Belarus for its very poor human rights record. Belarusians deny that, of course, that this is something they've orchestrated. But you do get a sense that these people have been manipulated. They are genuinely vulnerable people. They have nothing. And they've paid thousands of dollars in virtually every instance to get to these awful conditions where they've been sitting. In terms of those conditions, by the way, I should say that that half of the camp, about 1,000 people have been moved now away from the border. The Belarusian authorities have moved to ratchet down the tensions. And I'm standing now talking to you from the middle of a logistics hangar about a mile away from the border, where there are 1,000 migrants that have been brought inside from the cold. They've been given blankets, they've been given food, they've been given new clothes in some instances, like big coats and things like that. Women and children here predominantly, but also a lot of men as well. And so for these people, it's a much better situation at the moment. They've been taken away from the worst of it on the camp. Question is, where will they go? Will they be part of some deal to go to Germany? Probably not. Will they be deported? I think that's possibly what's going to happen there.
And is desperation the reason why they're there in the first place?
Yeah, it's difficult to judge. I mean, they say that. I mean, they're certainly very desperate when they're sort of, trying to survive in these bleak conditions on the border. That's the desperation I was referring to. Mm. In terms of the reasons why they left Iraqi Kurdistan in most cases, I mean, it ranges from a whole load of economic reasons. They're looking for a better life. I spoke to one woman earlier called Shohan, who said she left because her son has got, a problem with his legs and needs an operation on his back. And they didn't think they could do it in Kurdistan, so she wants it done in Germany. And so she showed me her son with the splints up his legs. That's the reason she's going or wants to go. And so people have, as always, a range of motivations for engaging in this incredibly arduous and treacherous journey from their source countries through to a better life, hopefully, in the European Union.
Matthew, one more thing really quick. You see any resolution anytime soon here for this?
Well, the Belarusian authorities say they're waiting for a final decision from the Germans to see whether they will take these refugees in or not. But I'm not sure that's going to be forthcoming. We'll see you in the next couple of hours.
CNN correspondent Matthew Chance on the Belarus border. Matthew, thank you.